That's great. Our reading for today is from Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. And you'll hear the theme that came through in that song. It says this: "Everyone, then, who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who builds his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells." Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We are rooted in Christ here at Faith Lutheran, and being rooted in Christ means that we have a firm foundation. Like Jesus says in the reading today, that firm foundation is God's Word. Nowhere else can we find something that's worthy of building our lives on. How could it be otherwise? We're talking about God who made all things. God made everything. He made the heavens and the earth and everything in them. He made you. He made all people. He is the origin of all things. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He did it by his strong word. He just spoke, and everything came to be. He made you in his own image, giving you your very identity, made by him to be a bearer of the image of God, and made new in Christ through the waters of holy baptism. Now, as you are like God, like him, when you love him and love others, you're bearing the image of God. And this is the foundation of God's word that he gives to us. This foundation, Jesus says, is like a rock. We build our house, we build our life on the rock, on Jesus. And it is a firm foundation that will not and cannot ever fail. Not so with the things of this world. Remember what we said yesterday. Things of this world pass away, right? Like the broken toys or the moth eaten clothing or the rusty bicycle. We think it's going to be great, and then it starts to fall apart. That's the way the things of the world are. Yet despite that, many people try to build their life on the things of this world. They run after money, success, power. They seem so excited about all the possessions and the status. They think that if they can get enough of these things, then they will have a life that's worthy and important. But all these things are passing away. The things of the world break, but the things of God last forever. Unbreakable and firm, they cannot fail. So we build our lives on the things of God, on the word and the promise of God, which he makes to us in holy baptism. God says, "Here, come to the fount. Here, receive this gift, the water and the word and my promise to you that you are my child forever." God's promise can't be broken. He makes it to you and he keeps that promise. It is absolute and it lasts forever. Or how about the Ten Commandments? When you learn them, you know what God's will is. You learn God's call to love him with all of your heart and soul and mind and strength. You learn how to love your neighbor. And when you know these commandments, you know that the will of God is good and timeless. It brings joy and peace to you and to others. So we build our lives on these things. This is why we memorize them. We commit them to our hearts and our minds so that we can begin day by day to build the life that God's called us to build. Not on the sand, but on the rock. Notice what this text is teaching us. Both the man who builds his house on the rock and the man who builds on the sand experience the same trouble. The rains come, the floods come up. As the rains come down, the floods come up. The wind blows. There's trouble in life. There's always going to be trouble in life. I wish it weren't that way, but it is. We fall down and we get hurt. Break an arm. We don't study for a test and we make a mistake and fail it. Oh, no. Right? We have troubles that come from outside of us, troubles that come from inside of us. There's going to be troubles in this life. And if our house, our life is built on something that's not so firm, then things will fall apart. But the life that's built on Jesus and his word will never fail. Even if you lose everything, you can never lose your life with Jesus. Because your life with Jesus is hidden in eternity. It goes beyond the things of this world, goes beyond even death. Your life with Jesus is in paradise, in God's eternal kingdom, and it lasts forever. So build your life on the Lord Jesus Christ, something that lasts forever, a promise that cannot fail, because he is the one who forgives you and gives you hope and a future. And so root your life in him. With the help of God. Amen. We're going to continue, and we're going to sing this song again. So I think there's some motions, right, with this song. Let's stand up and see if we can figure out these motions. The rains come down, the floods come up.